Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
A 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls? Absolutely. At Birch Creek Angus, we believe if we can't stand 100% behind our bulls, neither should you. That's why we proudly offer a 4-year guarantee on every bull sold. Join the Birch Creek Angus crew Thursday, October 30th at the JBRM Ranch, Ruby Valley, Nevada, selling AV bulls and 200 commercial heifers. Broadcast live on CCI.live. Catalog videos and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and birchcreekangus.com. Creek Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you all just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com. Go ahead. RanchChannel.com. Your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? We got you all covered. RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all those different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you? Here's what's happening in the headlines. With the continued surge in cattle prices, cattle thefts are also on the rise. Pawnee County, Kansas was the next location to get hit. And just 1 month ago in Cowley County, Kansas, 30 head came up missing. Now, if you have any suspicious activity, make sure that you report it to your state Department of Agriculture and the local sheriff's office. Beef promotion, consumer information, foreign marketing, producer communications, and research will be among the top fiscal priorities for the Cattlemen's Beef Board, the CBB, in fiscal year 2026. The organization that also manages the Beef Checkoff Program is committed to a total of $38.1 million to support the industry through a plan that also includes funding of 14 grant proposals. The 2026 fiscal plan also includes $25.1 million to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, $7.9 million to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and $1.8 million to the Cattlemen's Beef Board. The ongoing trade issues between the United States and China are heating up as recent tariff announcements move closer to implementation. President Trump says he may end some trade relationships with China in light of the trading partners' refusal to buy soybeans from U.S. farmers. China is the world's largest importer of soybeans, but recently cut its purchase of U.S. soybeans after the imposition of 100% tariffs on Chinese-made goods on November 1st or sooner. The trade dispute between the two superpowers have been strained since this spring after China did not renew operational permits of U.S. beef processing facilities, which have severely hampered shipments of U.S. beef products into China. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap.